Welcome to all of you, especially our guests and our visitors today, as we gather on this, the great 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And so I've been doing what the previous masses I want to do with you as well today. I want you to do a little bit of an assignment next week. I want you to read the first reading of today before next week, because next week is going to be a continuation of the first reading that we heard today. The first reading is Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 10. We hear about these three men, and Abraham and Sarah serve them. Now, one of those three men we're going to learn next week is actually God himself. And Abraham goes with God. That's a continuation of the story. And he's on his way to Sodom and Gomorrah. He's disappointed, let's call it angry, at Sodom and Gomorrah, and he wants to destroy it. And all of a sudden, Abraham does something. Now, I'm not going to give you the answer to that until next week. But remember again, read it. Genesis chapter 18, 1 through 10, and it'll help you prepare yourselves for the first reading of next week. I want to go back to the gospel of last week and just share with you two thoughts. My first thought is this. We have to remember that authors of the gospels were human beings. Yes, they were divinely inspired, but they were human. So you would expect a little bit of their humanity in the gospels, and we do. Luke was a physician. And last week, the gospel was a Good Samaritan. And think about how he penned that story. These are details that a physician would add. He bandaged the wounds, okay, poured oil, poured wine to cleanse, to sterilize, to help heal. He also put the man, the beaten man, up on his animal, took him to an inn, and what did he do? He paid. That's still true today. Physician story. Bandaging wounds, pouring oil to help us heal, clean, sterilize. We have to get there. And also, what do we have to do? We also have to pay. So that way they continue to do their work. That's Luke, physician. So my question for you is this. If we authored one of the gospels, what would we have added to the pages? What would we have written? Point number two. Last week, scholar of the law comes to Jesus and asks a question. Question is, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Answer, love God with all your mind, your heart, your being, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, my question for you this week is this. Who answered the question? What must I do to inherit eternal life? Was it Jesus or was it a scholar of the law? It wasn't Jesus. That's where Luke's is different. Scholar of the law answered the question. What's that teach us? It's this. He knew the answer. Think about how many times Father Schuster has told you to love. Must say, to love. What do I have to do? Love. We know the answer, but the trick is putting what we know into practice. We know it. We just got to do it. And now we come to this great gospel today about Martha and Mary. And it's one that brings about a little bit of angst. So I'm going to take it apart a little bit today and try to see what really this gospel is trying to say. Of course, we hear about hospitality. Jesus is welcomed into the home of Martha and Mary. Mary goes, greets Jesus, and he comes. If you were to come to my home, and still to this day, the Schuster home, what would you expected for hospitality? I wrote these things down. Here they are. Number one, someone would have met you and greeted you at the door. Number two, should you have worn a coat, it would have been hung up and placed in the closet. Number three, a meal would have been served in which you would have never left hungry. And number four, as you left, someone would have walked you to your vehicle. So, in light of today's gospel, as Schusters, did we do something wrong? Is this idea of hospitality understood as busyness and work? Is there something wrong with that? Did we sin? Well, if so, you got to explain to me Abraham in the first reading. Listen to what Abraham did. He runs to greet the men, bows before them, hastens to Sarah, runs to the herd, picks out the choice steer, gave the steer to a servant, got some curds and milk as well as a steer that had been prepared, set these before the three men, and waited on them. That's a lot of work. Is he condemned? No. As a matter of fact, they're promised something. What is it? A son. For all that they did, Abraham and Sarah are promised a son. So this gospel is not a critique on work. Cross that off. So let's look at what Jesus says. Jesus says to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. Well, join the crowd. You're to ask me, Father, do you ever get anxious and worried about things? Yes, I do. I do. Now, I'm not sitting here saying I'm full of anxiety and worry all of the time, but from time to time I am. And besides, if this was a critique about anxiety and worry, can you answer this question for me? How did Martha become Saint Martha? How? I just share with you my anxiety and worry to let you know, if any of you come here and say, is there something wrong with me? No. As a matter of fact, if I went around this church and asked all of you, do you ever experience anxiety and worry? I think we'd all say, at some point, yes. So you got to check that off. This gospel isn't about anxiety and worry. So we take it to the next realm where Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things, only one thing is needed. One thing. And here we go. What happens to Martha today in her anxiety and worry? She gets impatient. She gets angry. This is my translation of what I think Martha actually said in the gospel of today. Here's what I said, and I quote, Martha bypasses Mary. Interesting. Won't even call her sister Mary, just my sister. Look at all of this stuff that happens and goes right to Jesus and may as well said this, and I quote, Jesus, Mary isn't worth a dime right now. She's no help. Tell her to be like Abraham in the first reading, to get off the rear and do something, get to work. That's what she was saying. Isn't really, right? That's really what she was saying. And there you go. There you see it. All of a sudden, this anxiety, this worry bubbles up inside. She gets impatient. She gets angry. And all of a sudden, she blows. And so what's this one thing? Well, what if Martha, in her impatience and anger, had actually gone behind closed doors and talked to God himself and said something like this, hey, God, you know something? I am mad. I'm angry. My sister isn't worth a dime right now. By the way, your son isn't helping at all. He isn't worth a dime right now. I want to say something to him, but I don't know if that's the best thing. What should I do? You help me. Ever heard of taking 5 minutes? You're angry, you're impatient, take five. That's it. And in the midst of that, what if Martha would have come out, calmed down, and went up to Mary instead of saying, my sister said this, Mary, would you please help me? Would you help me? That's it. One thing is required. Mary has chosen the better part. And he's right. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, when our anxiety, our worries bubble up, we want to get impatient, we get angry, we want to take it out, we got to remember the better part, and we got to sit before the Master. Sit before him. Take five. We were taught in the seminary never to meet with someone back-to-back. If you wanted somebody wanting to come in, don't have one leave and the next one come in the door immediately. Take five, take 10. This is why. Because when we get all wound up, we can start saying things that we are going to regret. So what do we need to do? Take five with God. In closing today, I want to ask a question to you, and I want to see if you can answer this one. What words does Mary speak in the gospel of today? What's the answer? She doesn't. Trick question. She doesn't. She listens. Now, why do you suppose we tell you before Mass begins to turn this thing off? Why? So you can what? Listen. Why do you think we say, if you need a hearing assistance device, we'll provide it for you before Mass begins so you can what? Got your chance here, brothers and sisters. This is the one thing, the better part. Work tempered with listening in the presence of the Master. That is this gospel, and that's the key to life. So take that to heart. Live it. Live it. Temper both. We need them both. So let's keep that before us, brothers and sisters, as we once again celebrate our sacred mysteries this day.